JoJo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, we'll get you caught up on what's trending this morning. Shannon with the Dirty on the 30.
The University of Michigan football team will be honoring the victims of the Oxford High School shooting, as well as the Oxford community in general, tomorrow with a special patch for their conference championship game against Iowa that's being played in Indy. So the Wolverines Twitter account shared a photo of this special logo representing Oxford's school block O symbol, and that's meant to honor all victims, survivors, and community members. Michigan will be wearing its white away jerseys with the patch that also includes the letters TM for Tate Meyer and a 42, which is the number he wore on the
football field.
So cool. And then also included are four little navy blue hearts, one for Hannah St. Juliana, Madison Baldwin, Justin Schilling, and Tate.
That's
very
classy.
Very cool.
That is classy, and that is community, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing.
In other dirty this morning, everybody thought Adam Levine got a tattoo on his freaking face when he made an appearance this week with this rose tattoo between his temple and his eye. I saw it and I was like, no. Why did you do that to yourself? Oh my God. It's not permanent. It was a temporary tattoo.
My mother, I do not have a tattoo on my face. Because those that know me know that I am too vain. I'm too vain to get a tattoo on my face. I'll tattoo the rest of this, but no, the face has got to stay the
same. It was a nod to his...
Like, we thank God for that, right? Beautiful man.
Cardi B is the newest addition to the Playboy family. She will be the first ever creative director in residence for the brand.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to provide artistic direction with co-branded fashion... sexual wellness products is their nice way of saying sex toys, digital editorial content, and a whole bunch more. And so merch created through this collab between Playboy and Cardi B aims to expand the Playboy brand and community.
It's cold outside, but I'm still looking like a daddy because a home never gets cold.
I was so curious what they were going to do with the brand because it's been failing for a while, but he was kind of like the only real staple left in the brand. So when he died and they lost the mansion, I was like, what's the next turn? This is... I didn't think I had much hope for the company, but I feel like this is the best option.
There's more to it, too. So I don't know if this what this is going to be, if it's going to be like an OnlyFans or whatnot, but they're creating a centerfold platform. The name of the platform is going to be called Centerfold, and so Cardi's going to have a hand in that as well, and it's creative-led and user content-driven, so I'm assuming it's going to be similar to an OnlyFans.
Yeah, do people still wear the Playboy stuff? Because
I think it's an iconic logo.
Yeah.
Hulu has taken down a 50-minute documentary detailing the tragic events of Travis Scott's AstroWorld Festival this year. The special was titled AstroWorld Concert from Hell. It was released on Wednesday. It was pulled by Hulu yesterday, and a Hulu spokesperson said the platform was not responsible for creating this special and said it has since been removed to avoid confusion. I'm not quite sure how it made it up there, but it did. Marilyn Manson lost one of his two previously announced nominations for the 64th Grammy Awards, the upcoming ceremony. He was originally nominated in the Best Rap Song category alongside Kanye and Jay-Z for Kanye's single Jail. He has been removed from that nomination. He was removed because he is not a writer on the song that he was previously nominated for. He also received a second nomination alongside a big, long list of artists for Album of the Year as a featured artist and songwriter for Donda. For Kanye's Donda. And lastly, this video is going viral. Those flight attendants can be super silly sometimes. And there was a flight attendant on Spirit Airlines recently who made everybody on the flight believe that a proposal was happening. It just wasn't the sort of proposal they expected.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If I can have your attention for a moment, please, in the front of the cabin, we have an awesome announcement we would love to share with you guys. This doesn't usually happen on an aircraft, but this man is about to propose. That's right, this man is about to propose. Propose a great offer on Spirit Airlines.
God.
So Spirit is all about saving you guys money on air travel.
He's amazing. He's like a funny guy. He's always a funny guy.
So stupid.
Hey, 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 whatever. Not funny, not funny.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on thegentlemorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt, directly from the source, is Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.